B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A pilot was hospitalized on Sunday after he dramatically crash-landed his single-engine aircraft, and it landed and stopped on railroad tracks.
Yeah.
The Los Angeles Police Department said several of its officers pulled the pilot, the only occupant on board, from the wreckage seconds before an oncoming train slammed into it and destroyed it.
If you were to hear that, you would think that was a bad disaster movie. The plane crashes and then gets hit by a train.
The body cam footage is incredible. You can see them struggling to get the door open. They're pulling the guy out. There's blood pouring down from his head.
Oh, my God.
And you can hear him go, move, 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 move. And they get about 10 steps away from the plane.
Yeah.
And a train comes through and just destroys it.
Oh, my God.
The pilot, who was not named, was transported to a hospital in an unknown condition. The downed plane, a Cessna 172, remained on and around the tracks for several hours following the crash, heavily restricting train movement in the area, and the incident remains under investigation.
Wow.
If you haven't seen the video footage, you got to check that out when you get a chance. A Lebanon, Pennsylvania man is facing an indecent exposure charge after police say he walked into a Lancaster County dealership completely naked. So police were called to the CarMax on Thursday around 12:30 p.m. Police said 42-year-old Horace Samuels went to the business to get his vehicle appraised and to test drive a new one. So authorities say during the interaction, Samuels went to his vehicle and then he came back inside the business completely naked.
What's it going to take to put these exposed balls into a new car?
The officials say that there were about 30 people inside the business at the time. He was arrested. Authorities rescued 27 people from a floating chunk of ice that broke away from shore in the Bay of Green Bay in eastern Wisconsin.
That is some scary stuff, because they would have ended up at the Island of Misfit Toys.
That's right. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
The injuries were reported in the incident that happened Saturday morning north of Green Bay in the arm that's part of Lake Michigan. Many of the 27 people rescued were ice fishing at the time of the incident.
You figured it'd be cold enough for it to not be break off like that.
The chunk of ice floated about 3/4 of a mile during the rescue and was about a mile from the shoreline by the time everyone was brought to solid ground. Authorities said, though, that the stranded people were on the separated ice shove for about 90 minutes. And they believe, Steve, that a barge traveling through the bay may have caused that chunk of ice to break off the shoreline.
Yeah.
Shane Nelson, who was making his first ice fishing excursion, said the noise sounded like somebody had fired a gun. He said, we thought it was interesting, got out to our shanty, took a look, and people were yelling on the ice, we're separating.
So, Preston, we have a picture up here, and I guess they use fan boats.
Yeah, they use airboats.
Oh, so, yeah.
Airboats from the Brown County Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Coast Guard were used to rescue 8 passengers at a time.
That'd be cool.
Because I guess they can go up onto
the
ice. Snow and ice as well as into the water. Yeah. A man showed up at a stranger's doorstep Tuesday night, demanding his go-kart back. The woman who answered the door had no idea who he was, and when she told the man that she didn't know what he was talking about, he put a gun to her head and took her on a wild ride. Randy Lee Moreland now faces several serious felonies in connection with the alleged abduction. Deputies say Moreland knocked on the front door of a woman's residence around 9 p.m. He insisted that she return a go-kart. The woman told investigators she'd never met Moreland before, and she didn't have his go-kart.
I don't have your go-kart, but I bet the missus does.
Apparently, Moreland didn't believe her. He ordered the woman into the van at gunpoint.
Wow.
According to deputies, another man, who was unknown to the victim, was driving the van. He drove the pair to a convenience store. When Moreland went inside the mini-mart, he asked the woman if she felt threatened. She conceded that she was in fear and tried to explain to the driver that she didn't know Moreland and she didn't have his go-kart. The three returned to the victim's neighborhood after Moreland got back in the van and the driver dropped the pair off. The sheriff's deputies eventually got involved after the victim's friend reported that the woman called her in a frenzy. So the victim's friend, the guy that was driving, didn't know that this was...
Right.
He didn't know what the hell was going on. When officers responded to the victim's home to check on her, she and Moreland approached. Deputies noted the woman was visibly shaken and appeared to be crying.
He gets this way when he thinks his go-kart's missing.
Deputies used a stun gun to subdue Moreland after he backed away from officers while reaching toward his waistband, and a 9mm handgun was found in his pocket along with two smoking pipes that tested positive for methamphetamine.
Oh, there you go. Of course, okay. Yeah. Don't even talk about his Vespa.
Dude, this is, okay, this is a strange story. Never heard of something like this happening before. This is in North Carolina. Two people have been hospitalized after multiple skiers on Beach Mountain were sprayed with freezing cold water on Friday after a water line seemingly broke. It's so weird how this happened. So Tim Williams shared videos saying that he and his daughter witnessed the whole thing. Williams said some skiers were actually blown off of the lift as a result of the water pressure.
You saw the geyser, right?
They got
up?
Knocked yeah. off from this water. Wow. So people were frantic. He said there were some people that tried to grab a snowboard and cover the water, but that didn't work. He said people tried to help as freezing cold water sprayed onto the lifts. The problem was that when they stopped the lifts, they stopped the chair directly above the water.
Oh,
and what when that happened, it was pretty hard to watch. He said, I mean, you can't believe the water pressure that's shooting up onto these people. It's crazy. It's like they're sitting right above a geyser. Cold weather conditions in North Carolina mountains didn't help the situation. Emma Point describes being thrown out of her lift from the water pressure. I know it's funny looking.
Yeah.
Amy, oh my God.
How bad did they get hurt?
They got hurt pretty good. So she said, all I can remember is seeing the metal bar that comes down just fly up, and I remember seeing myself in the air. LaPointe said that she had bruises all over her body and an air bubble in her chest. The resort said that an uninjured guest had skied into a water and air hydrant during the snowmaking operations.
Oh, yeah. It looks like a full geyser right under where they were sitting. And you can see the skis in the water.
Yeah, yeah. So they needed to move that just another 3 or 4 feet forward.
They'd be fine.
And everybody would have been all right. According to the resort, in a statement, they said the hydrant was under a loaded chair, resulting in several patrons getting wet. Our operations and safety team worked diligently to unload the lift and drain the system safely. EMS transported two patrons to the local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
Dude, that'd be like a nuclear douche.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
At least 7 people were killed after a massive rock fell on top of several tourist boats in the Brazilian state of Minas Gerais.
This is terrifying footage.
And in fact,
terrifying.
The death toll apparently is increasing.
Yeah,
because they're still looking for other people. There were 3 people that were missing at the time of this story that I saw. But they had to bail because they ran out of light. They didn't have any natural light. 23 of the 32 people who were treated with minor injuries were discharged, while 2 others were treated with exposed fractures. Rescue efforts continue. There are situations such as victims being trapped under rocks that they have to try and figure out.
So if you manage to see the footage, the odds of people being directly in the path would seem to be pretty limited. I mean, but there they were.
Yep.
And the thing came down, and there was no way they could have gotten out of the way.
Yep. And apparently these cliffs have been, they were forecasting it, you know, that they've been crumbling as is, and they might have been a little too close to it. But, I mean, it's a huge chunk of this cliff that just breaks away and falls down on them. It's horrible. The state of Minas Gerais is a landlocked area in southeastern Brazil. Had experienced heavy rainfall recently, which has contributed to that. So that's messed up, man. A warrant has been issued for a Houston-area mom accused of putting her son in the trunk of her car after he tested positive for COVID-19.
It's adorable. I used to love trunk trips.
She was in line to get a COVID test. And Sarah Beam, a teacher at Cypress Falls High School, has been charged with endangering a child. Beam took the 13-year-old boy to a drive-through COVID testing site on Monday for additional testing. An employee who was gathering information from people in line said Beam told her the boy was in the trunk because she didn't want to be exposed to the virus. Kid's in the trunk if you want to find him.
Do you keep a spare infected child in your trunk?
The employee asked the woman to open the trunk. She confirmed that the boy was there. She alerted the police and provided the woman's license plate number and other information used to identify her.
Hi!
The boy wasn't hurt, but police said that he could have been if there had been an accident since he wasn't protected by a seatbelt or anything like that.
Yeah, so you got to consider that.
That's why you don't drive around with the kids in the trunk. So she is going to face a charge for that. A painter from New York who was embarrassed about a growth on his nose had his luck turn around when he started a job at the home of a world-renowned plastic surgeon. And the main reason I bring this up is I saw a picture of this guy.
It's astonishing.
It looks like a penis.
It looks completely like a huge penis.
On his face.
Yes.
It looks like he had a penis for a nose.
And then the after is amazing.
Yep. Conrado Estrada noticed that what he thought were pimples on his nose 6 years ago, and they were growing quickly. Estrada said people would stare and point at him in public, and the growth also made it hard to breathe, especially while working. Nick's going to see if he can find a photo of this. I want to see your reaction to this. He said, I felt bad. I felt bad because when I went out, people stared at me. And it was a burden for me.
Yes.
Over the years, various doctors prescribed drugs or treatments that did little help. He finally caught a break when he started a job at the home of Dr. Thomas Romo III late last summer. Romo is the director of facial plastic surgery at a hospital in New York City. So it was the right guy. And Romo spotted him across the yard.
Dude.
And surprised him by inviting him inside and telling him the condition that he had was actually called rhinophyma, and he would fix it for free. Look at this.
It's straight up Squidward, dude.
Yeah.
In fact, he had to also go see a urologist.
I said, wow, this poor guy, with the way healthcare is everywhere, he'll never get this treated because, one, there are so few people who know how to do it. And two, they'll claim it's cosmetic or he's going to have to pay for it. Huh. And I said, screw that. We're going to take care of this guy.
Good for him.
Rhinophyma is a form of rosacea in which oil glands and connective tissue on the nose grow uncontrollably. Estrada said, at first I thought it was a joke. But when the process began, taking photos, filling out medical forms, medical exams, COVID vaccine, then I knew it was happening. The deformity was impacting his eating, breathing, speaking, and socialization.
Yeah, it's prior stage, it dips below his mouth.
Yeah. Romo performed the two-hour surgery a couple of months later to remove the malfunctioning glands and recontoured Estrada's nose, and it looks like a normal nose.
Much better.
Yeah. Yep. He said to see him beaming and standing up strong and being proud was really something else. Estrada feels great post-surgery and said that he's thankful to Dr. Romo and his staff. Here's a story out of Alabama. It was a normal day for Cinnamon Clark and her husband when they decided to share a sandwich from the Firehouse Subs in Ozark. However, when she got her meal, she noticed something wasn't quite right. She said, I opened up the sub, noticed half or most of my meat wasn't on there. Once Clark saw that her sandwich was not made properly, she called the store and they told her to come by so they could remake her order. And that's when the owner refused to give her another sandwich. So after some arguing, Clark pulled out her camera to record her encounter with the owner, and what she caught on video shocked her. And apparently the owner said to her, and I quote, when I talk to God tonight, I'm going to see if he can come to your house and take you.
What? Over meat on a sandwich?
I'm going to pray to God.
Let me get this straight. What would you like me to do?
Clark and her husband, who have been loyal customers...
Wanted more meat. Got it.
To Firehouse Subs, said they eat there about once a week.
Why hast thou called me forward? A meat situation?
She said, though this experience is seeing that her business was not appreciated is what hurts most. So we come in here every day and spend money here, and this is how we are getting treated. Please. A local news station reached out to the owner, and he has not responded after multiple attempts to contact him. But
he's talking to God.
He's busy praying to God to see that they will take her because she wanted more meat on her sandwich.
Lift this meat issue from my shoulders.
All right, one last story, and we'll wrap. I have many that I could get to, but this one I love. Lego.
Yes.
Has officially designated a piece of Lego to be used as an actual mammalian anus.
Yeah.
You saw this?
I did.
Yes. Okay, so, I kid you not, Lego set number 31129 is called the Majestic Tiger.
Oh.
The tiger is very beautiful. It's a remarkable rendering of something biological with Legos, which is always a massive challenge. But at the very back, if you look at it, there is a little red butthole.
Just like a tiger anus.
Exactly. So, in the article that I read, the author wrote, the more you consider this plastic anus, the more fascinating it gets.
Consider the plastic anus.
He said there were very likely discussions about this anus. There were likely debates as to whether to include it or not. Passionate arguments made on both sides. Zoom meeting discussions, drawings, plans, tests, lengthy email chains that possibly included pro and con arguments to decide whether an existing piece should be repurposed or if the anus was important enough to merit its own new, unique piece, one that could likely be repurposed as a balloon knot for some party sets or something like that.
I don't think it looks that accurate. It would be more of like a flap.
I don't know.
This looks more like a nozzle opening.
Well, I believe it's a flower, right? Like they use the same piece as a pink flower in other Lego sets.
Do they?
Yeah.
So the tiger got stuck with a flower ass?
Well, yeah. No.
I would actually have to see a tiger's butthole.
Well, I happen to have a book over here.
To make a complete comparison.
Big book of tiger buttholes.
But the bottom line is that Lego has actually included it in a set, and it's a part you put on there. It's a butthole.
That's awesome.
It's a Lego butthole.
Is there anything they can do?
Wait, that's a name for a band.
Butthole.
The Lego buttholes. Although you couldn't do it because it's a trademarked name.
True.
But nonetheless.
Spell it differently.
Yeah, you could do it.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.